I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A former Guantanamo detainee is now savoring freedom in Britain. Binya Mohammed was released on Monday. He says he was tortured during his detention, and that's ignited a huge debate in Britain about the role played by UK intelligence officials. And the United States is under pressure to release key documents in the case. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Binya Mohammed is back on British soil 7 years after he was captured and held as a suspected terrorist. His U.S. military lawyer, Yvonne Bradley, smiled as she met reporters in London.
When I signed up for this case, I would never at all imagine any of this being what it's coming to. So I'm just so happy beyond what words can probably say right now of the fact that he's back.
Mohammed isn't yet speaking publicly about his detention in Guantanamo, but he is planning to surface soon to detail his allegations of torture. In the meantime, his lawyers are still fighting in court for the right to release American documents about Mohammed's treatment during his detention, amid allegations British agents were complicit. But Prime Minister Gordon Brown says that would risk rupturing the close relationship between the U.S. and British intelligence services.
I think the most important thing to bear in mind when you're dealing with security documents is something that I think everybody understands from the reading of history and the reading of what's happened in recent years, that if there is no confidence between the security services of two countries that cooperate very much with each other, then it's very difficult for there to be the exchange of information that is necessary.
The government's lawyers won their argument in court 2 weeks ago, but Mohammed's lawyers are trying to reopen the case. And now even the British government's own advisor on terrorism laws, Lord Alexander Carlyle, is calling on the government to answer the allegations.
The usual line of neither confirm nor deny, NCND, as the government often calls it, won't do in this case. And I believe it can be taken as a singular case, not one that affects the whole of what is a very important and hopefully continuing relationship in sharing intelligence.
The pressure is building. In the House of Commons yesterday, opposition politicians such as Conservative William Hague issued a challenge to the government.
Would it not now be sensible to ask the United States to change their approach on this case, to underline our joint commitment to deal with allegations of torture, and to avoid the charges of cover-up which are now flung about?
Foreign Secretary David Miliband repeated the government's stand that it's not up to Britain to reveal U.S. intelligence files.
It's been discussed in Washington, rightly, and it is now for the United States to go through each of those documents and decide whether or not to release them.
A cross-party coalition of British lawmakers and human rights campaigners have written directly to President Barack Obama asking him to do just that. As the controversy continues, Binya Mohammed's U.S. military lawyer, Yvonne Bradley, is coming to terms with all that's happened. She admits the case has challenged her beliefs about the government she serves.
That's still hard for me to digest fully. For the longest time, I didn't want to believe these stories to be true, but, I mean, they are, and I have to face the fact that Mr. Mohammed was tortured, that Mr. Mohammed went through ordeals that no human being has to go through, and the fact that it was done by the hands of my government is just still so hard for me to believe, because as Americans, we don't believe our government's capable of that, but unfortunately, it's a fact.
For the moment, Bradley's client is spending time at a secret location in the British countryside. Binya Mohammed may well cherish these quiet moments as the furor over his case grows. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.